们这一节哈要提早十分钟下课。
And we're going to end this class 10 minutes early.
因为被安排到园林教会去领会。
I've been arranged to go to Garden Grove Church to lead the service.
因为他们没有办法调整，所以我如果及时再去，可能来不及啊。
And because they weren't able to adjust, if I left after we finished class, it was too late.
这是我们立位记最后一节。
This is the last class of the book of Leviticus.
我们在谈最后两个节期。
And we were talking about the last two feasts.
你看立位记二十三章。
Leviticus chapter 23.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
立位记二十六章二十七节。
Leviticus chapter 二十三章。
二十三章二十六、二十七节到三十二节。
Leviticus chapter 23, verse 27 to 32.
林牛中。Please read. Louder, please.本来会幕造好以后啊，是要神跟人相会的地方。
After the tabernacle was built, it was to be the place where God and man met.
那摩西对亚伦说啊，因为神说你不可以随便进会幕。
And Moses and told Aaron, God said that you cannot simply go into the tabernacle at any time.
免得死亡。
Unless you die.
那所以这个至圣所的地方啊，是大祭司一年才可以一次进去。
And so the holy of holies is a place where only the high priest may enter once a year.
因为中间有一个幔子阻隔。
Because there is a veil that separates it.
那这是表示我们人跟神之间呢，因为有了罪，所以有个阻隔，人没有办法亲近神。
And so this represents that between God and man there is a barrier of sin, and so man is not able to draw near to God.
耶稣被钉死了以后啊，那个幔子才打开，我们才可以到施恩宝座前。
And so after Jesus was crucified on the cross and the veil was split, that was when we could enter into the mercy seat.
那是每年的七月十号啊，大祭司要带着牛羊的血进到至圣所。
And so on the 10th day of the 7th month every year, the high priest would bring the blood of a lamb or a goat into the Holy of Holies.
目的就是要来为自己跟为百姓赎罪。
And the purpose was to make atonement for the sins of the people and for himself.
他说所有的会众都要守圣会。
And it says that all the people shall have a holy convocation.
就是什么工作都不要做，来神的面前啊，敬拜神。
Meaning, do not do any kind of work, only come in front of God to worship Him.
他说他们要刻苦己身啊，就是要禁食祷告。
And it says that they must afflict their souls, which is to fast and pray.
要除尽各样的罪过啊，为自己、为自己的儿女的灵性哀哭啊。
And so they must get rid of all of the sins, and they must cry for their souls as well as the souls of their children.
然后把补祭啊献给神。
And then you must also offer a burnt sacrifice.
所以什么工作都不要做，就是献祭，就是拜神。
The only work that you do is to make this offering, and it is to worship God.
他说如果不刻苦己心的哈，要从民中剪除。
And it says that if anyone does not afflict his soul, then he must be cut off from the people.
七月十号如果做什么工的，也要从民中除灭。
And if anybody does any work on that day, then he will be destroyed.
因为那一天是赎罪日。
Because that is the day of atonement.
大祭司啊，要穿上圣服。
And the high priest must put on the holy garment.
这个圣服跟他平时的大祭司的服装不一样。
And the holy garment that he puts on is different from the garment that he usually has on.
就像一般祭司的细麻布的圣服。
It is a holy garment of linen.
戴上冠冕，其实冠冕就是一个骨头巾呢。
And he puts on a crown, but the crown is really just a turban.
然后他要带着公牛的血。
And he must bring the blood of a bull.
拿着香炉。
And he must bring incense.
进到住圣所。
And he must go into the Holy of Holies.
把血弹在那个施恩座上面。
And he must put the blood onto the mercy seat.
然后用那个香的烟能够遮盖整个施恩座。
And the sweet aroma from the incense needs to cover the entire mercy seat.
他说免得死亡啊。
And it says, lest he die.
他借着这样来为自己赎罪。
And it is through this that he makes atonement for his sins.
然后出来以后啊，第二个就是啊，把两株公羊啊，啊用抽签抽出一只。
And then when he comes out, he needs to have two male goats, and he draws lots for one of them.
同样把它杀掉。
And also he kills that goat.
把这个羊的血呀，也带到祝圣所，也是一样的，弹在，把血弹在。
And the blood of this goat that he killed, he needs to take it into the Holy of Holies and put it onto the mercy seat. And this is for the atonement of the congregation. And we know that within the Ark of the Covenant, there are three things.
有石板,
it has the Ten Commandments.
有玛瑙的金冠,
and it has a bottle of manna.
还有亚伦花过亚的杖,
and also the rod of Aaron that had budded before.
啊,对,这三样东西啊,
and so these three things are very important.
因为这个石板啊,
because the Ten Commandments represents the covenant of peace and life that God had made. And manna was the food that they ate for 40 years in the wilderness.
亚伦的杖因为发芽,
and the Aaron's rod that had budded, this was the assurance that God was with them. But these three things were also things that condemned people of sin.
因为法诫命啊,你违背诫命就是要,
because there is the law, and if you commit against the law, then you must die.
因为他们厌弃神的玛瑙,
and because they hate it or they despise the manna of God.
所以神叫他们把玛瑙放在衣柜前做纪念。
And so God told them to put manna in front of the ark as a remembrance.
因为他们埋怨摩西跟亚伦，说百姓各个圣洁，为什么你们独住为大？
And they also complain against Moses and Aaron, saying that the people are good also. Why do you think that you're better?
250个首领啊，还有可拉党的人，他们想要夺取祭司的职位。
And so 250 people, along with the Korites, tried to become priests.
所以神就让地裂开啊，把他们吞下去了。
And so God allowed the earth to open up to swallow all of these people.
250个首领被火烧掉。
And 250 of these people were burned with fire.
其他的百姓还发怨言说， 摩西害死了神的百姓。
And other people even complained, saying that it was Moses who caused the death of these people.
所以神就叫他说， 每一个支派的族长把一根拐杖拿来。
And so God told them to ask every tribe to take out a rod
放在耶柜前面，
and put it in front of the Ark of the Covenant.
第二天再去拿的时候， 亚伦的杖发芽开花结果。
And the next day, when they went to go pick it up, it was Aaron's rod that budded and grew fruit.
天主来证明说啊， 亚伦摩西是神特别拣选的。
And this proved that Moses and Aaron were the ones chosen by God.
所以以色列民的怨言啊， 才主席。
And so the people of Israel then became quiet.
神叫摩西说， 这个杖啊， 就一直要放在耶柜前面。
And so God told Moses that this is the rod that you must put in front of the covenant.
所以都是三个都是百姓啊， 他们违背神命令，被定罪的一个纪念。
So all three were remembrance of when the Israelites sinned against God.
所以这是定罪的指示。
And so these were also matters of condemnation of sin.
那就在这个耶柜的上面呢， 有一个金金的施恩座。
On top of the Ark of the Covenant, there is a golden mercy seat.
这是相当重的金金啊， 没有技术的那个金金啊， 把它做成。
And so this is made out of pure gold.
表述付出相当贵重的代价，然后把这个罪啊把它遮盖掉。
Meaning that it was out of a very heavy price that the sins were able to be covered.
圣座上面有两个基路伯。
And on top of the mercy seat, there are two cherubims.
我们知道基路伯是维护神公义的天使。
And we know that the cherubims are those angels that watch over the justice of God.
当人被犯罪被赶出伊甸园以后啊。
And so when man sinned and was cast out of the Garden of Eden,
基路伯就在把守生命树的道路。
And it was the cherubim who was holding on, who was protecting the tree of life.
还有那个火焰剑啊，所以人要去摘取出生命树的果子啊，会被杀掉。
And they were holding a fiery sword so that anyone who wants to eat of the bread of the tree of life, they would be killed.
所以他是在维护神的公义的。
And so they are the ones that watch over the justice of God.
而现在因为看到这个施恩座上有血了。
But now because there is blood on the mercy seat.
因为借着神，借着这个牛羊的血，所以神的恩典就释放出来。
And because of the blood of the bull and the goat, the mercy of God is able to be shown.
所以人可以在施恩座上。在那个地方啊，可以人跟神相会的地方。
And so because of that, man and God can once again meet at the mercy seat.
因为那是神的公义跟慈爱两个交汇的地方。
Because that is the place where the mercy of God and the justice of God meets.
那、啊、当然，这个基路伯啊，另外一个是主着完全的圣徒。
And also the cherubim represents the perfect saint.、
啊
A perfect member.
啊，因为两个基路伯是一块打造出来的，一块金金打造出来的。
Because the two cherubims are made out of one piece of gold.
看起来是两个，其实是连在一起的。
It looks like it's two separate things, but actually they're joined together.
两个是相向的，说那个翅膀是连接的。
And the two are facing each other, and the wings touch.
表示是携手同行的。
And it means that they work together.
啊，两个相向啊，但是是看着施恩座。
And they're facing each other, but they're actually looking upon the mercy seat.
那表示说互相的关注，因为看在主耶稣的救恩上面。
And it means that they care for each other, but it is because they are looking upon the same thing, the salvation of God.
那算每年一次的大祭司啊，把血洒在施恩座上。
So once a year, the high priest will put the blood on the mercy seat.
所以人才可以跟神相会。
And that is the reason why God and man can meet.
那这是一表耶稣基督啊，他是大祭司啊。献上他自己的血。
And this represents that Jesus Christ is the ultimate high priest and he shed his own blood.
所以我们人还可以亲近神啊。
And that's the reason why as man we can draw near to God.
所以希伯来书第四章里面说啊。
And so in Hebrews chapter 4 it says.
我们现在可以坦然无惧来到施恩宝座前。
That we can come humbly in front of the mercy seat of God.
那我们每一个人啊，直接可以向神祷告，恳求神施恩。
And so that we can each pray to God individually and ask God to bless us.
所以我们现在可以一无挂虑。
And so now we don't have anything to worry about.
无论遇到什么事情，就是祷告神，神就施恩看顾你，赐给你意外的平安。
Regardless of what we encounter, as long as we pray to God, then God will give us the peace that we need.
那就是那个赎罪日啊，这个洒血的意义。
And so this is the meaning behind the blood on the Day of Atonement.
啊，当然这个赎罪祭的祭牲啊，因为它是赎罪祭，所以它的头啦、肉啦、啊、腿啦，全部都要拿到营外的地方啊，把它烧掉。
And because the animal that has been offered for this Day of Atonement is for sins, then his head, his body, everything else needs to be taken outside of the camp to be burned.Because he was the one who took the sins.
那些爱面子啦、爱做头啦、属血气啦，通通除掉。
And so anyone who cares about their face, cares about what they do, then all of that needs to be taken away.
啊，那个祭司啊，献完祭以后啊，啊，那就在会幕的地方洗衣服、洗澡，啊，洁净身体。
And so after the priest has offered the sacrifice, then he needs to wash himself at the tabernacle.
把他本来的细麻布的圣服脱下来，换上了大祭司啊荣耀的华美的衣服。
And so he needs to take off the linen garment that he was wearing and put on the glorious garment of the high priest.
然后把燔祭啊献给神。
And then he needs to take the burnt offering to offer it to God.
啊，表示说啊要来服侍神呐、啊，忠心啊奉献给神。
meaning that he is here to serve God and to be faithful servant of God.
啊, 我们刚刚讲到说有两只山羊啊, 初天初一出献上了。
And so just now we talked about two male goats, and one was chosen to be the one that was sacrificed.
另外一只活的羊,
and then the second goat that is living still.
就要派一个人啊, 把他送到很远很远很偏僻的地方去。
And they take one person and they walk with this goat out to a very, very far distance.
圣经里面是说啊, 把他归给阿撒谢勒。
And the Bible says that it is given to
us. 利未记16章。
It is in Leviticus chapter 16.
在第十节。In verse 10。啊，八节到十节那里啊。阿撒谢勒，有没有？利未记16章第十节。Leviticus chapter 16, verse 10。And。啊，到底这个阿撒谢勒啊，这个是什么意思？
And it says the other one is for Azazel. And what does this mean?
啊，Azazel。Azazel,
yeah.
这。
The notes,
yeah. 哦，好，yeah. 这是什么意思啊, 不是很清楚。
And the meaning of this is not very clear.
不过我们了解说啊, 它主要的意义就是说, 我们的罪啊, 已经, 啊, 借着血啊, 把它赎掉了。
But what we need to understand is that because of this blood, our sins are forgiven.
所以神就把我们的罪啊, 带到很远很远的地方啊, 就不再纪念我们的罪了。
And so what God has done is taken our sins to a very, very far away place, and He no longer remembers them.
我们看一下诗篇103篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 103.
诗篇103篇。
Psalm 103.
从第八节到十二节。
Verse 8 to verse 12.
八到十二。
Verse 8 to 12.
就是。 103篇8到12节。Psalm
103, verse 8 to 12. And at first, because we sinned, we had a separation from God. But because of God's mercy and His love, He came to get rid of the problem of our sins. Because if God is to deal with us according to each of our sins, then every one of us will be killed.
所以旧约的以色列人啊，他们知道没有办法见神，见神啊，又啊，就说啊，我会死掉了。
That's why in the Old Testament, people knew that they could not meet God because if they saw God, they would die.
就是摩西也只能看到神的背面。
Even Moses was only able to see just the back of God.
他说，因为神的救恩啊，救赎我们，啊，他把我们的罪啊带得很远很远。
It tells us that because of God's mercy and His salvation, He has taken away our sins to a very far off place.
东离西有多远, 他叫我们的过患啊, 离我们就有多远。
As far as the east is from the west, so far He has removed our transgressions from us.
他说因为献上了, 赎罪祭了, 所以这个罪啊, 就除掉了, 不再被纪念了。
And because we have offered up a sin sacrifice and offering, then our sins are no longer remembered.
所以耶稣基督的救恩啊, 就是这样来救赎我们。 洗净我们一切的不义。
And that is why the salvation of Jesus Christ is able to save us, to wash away all our iniquities.
那我们洗礼啊, 虽然是一下子的时间啊,
And so even though our baptism only lasts for a few minutes,
把我们的罪案罪行啊, 完全涂抹, 完全不纪念。
And it washes away every single sin or any sinful nature that we had.
所以洗礼是我们的罪啊, 非常宝贵的。
And so it is very precious that the baptism washes away our sins.
啊, 跟主耶稣啊, 那个罪人救人跟他同钉十字架一起埋葬。
And it is the old person, our sinner, that is crucified on the cross with Jesus and is buried with Jesus.
所以从水里上来就是一个复活的新人了。
And so whoever comes up out of the water is a new person.
但是我们就要有新生的样式。
But it also means that we need to lead a new life.
所以我们就不可以再把我们的肢体 当作罪的器具，我们要当作义的器具来献给神。
And so we can no longer take our bodies and use it as a vessel of unrighteousness, but rather as a vessel of righteousness for God.
啊，更重要的就是在末世啊，神要显出他的救恩来。
And more importantly, in the last days, God will show His salvation.
撒加利亚书十三章里面说啊，神要为大卫家另外开一个洗罪的泉源。
Zechariah chapter 13 says that in the last days, God will open up for the house of David a fountain of regeneration.
他说要把人的罪啊，把它投到深海里面去。
And he says that he will take the sins of man and toss it into the deep sea.
没有错，这是主的耶稣基督的救恩。
And this shows us the salvation of Jesus Christ.
但是也谈到末世啊，神兴起教会，还要重建呐、啊，啊，使徒时代的教会。
But this also means that in the last days, God will also bring the apostolic church back.
所以末世啊，救恩显明了以后啊，我们就可以进到神的教会里面来得到赦罪，得到拯救。
And so in the last days, when the salvation of Jesus Christ is shown once again, we can come into the church to receive redemption for our sins.
那同时这也是预言到啊，以色列人虽然一直得罪神呐、啊。
And so this also prefigures that even though the Israelites continued to sin against God and they were cast away by God.
那外邦人数目满足了以后啊，神的救恩又回到以色列。
But when the numbers of the Gentiles are met, then the salvation of God shall return back to the Israelites.
所以以色列人在大灾难当中啊，他们有三分之二会被剪除。
And so in the great tribulation, 2/3 of the Israelites will be killed.
最后的三分之一剩下的余数啊，他们会认罪悔改。
But then the 1/3 that is left, they will repent of their sins.
他们会归入神的教会，啊，会受洗，会啊，得到这个全备的救恩来得救。
And they will return to the church of God, and they will be baptized, and they will receive the perfect salvation.
所以将来我们道理啊，要传到世界各地。
And so in the future, the truth shall be preached to the rest of this world.
最后以色列人他们会信主。
At the end, the Israelites will believe in God and they will believe in the true church.
因为这是整个神的救赎的计划就是这样。
Because this is the plan of salvation of God.
所以在罗马书的九章、十章、十一章啊，这三章就是谈这个事情。
And so Romans chapter 9, 10, and 11 talk about this matter.
啊，当然在以西结书啦，啊，在啊其他的撒加利亚书啊，很多都有谈到有关的预言。
Also in the book of Ezekiel as well as in Zechariah, there are many prophecies about this.
我们再看最后一个节期啊，就是祝棚节。
Let's take a look at the last feast, which is the Feast of the Tabernacles.
我们看23章，利未记23章。
Leviticus chapter 23.
34节说啊，你晓谕以色列人说，这7月15日是祝棚节。
Verse 34.
要在主的面前所这个节7天，35节。
35.
第一天要有圣会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。36节。
36.
7日之内要将火祭献给神，第8日要守圣会，要将火祭献给神。这是严肃会，什么劳碌的工都不可做。好，这第七个节起啊，就是从7月15号开始有7天。
And the last feast, the Feast of the Tabernacles, it starts from the 15th day of the 7th month, and it goes for 7 days.
那是到7月21号。
And so it goes until the 21st of the 7th month.
那是到了第八天啊，这个祝棚节结束的另外一天啊，也是一个圣会。
But on the 8th day, which is the 22nd of the month, then there is a holy convocation.
所以那一天叫做节期的最大祝日。
And so that is called the biggest day of the feast.
所以约翰福音第七章啊，37节，主耶稣不是说在节期的末日也是最大之日。
And that's why in John chapter 7 verse 37, Jesus says that on the last day of the feast, which is also the greatest day of the feast.
他向众人宣告。
He proclaimed to the people.
那你们渴渴的可以到我这里来，我要让你们从腹中流出活水的江河来。
He says, you who are thirsty, come to me, and I will give you living water that will flow out of your stomach.
那个不是逾越节，不是其他的节期啊，是祝棚节。
That wasn't Passover or any other kind of feast. That was the Feast of the Tabernacles.
就是在7月22号那一天。
And that is on the 22nd day of the 7th month.
我们看39节。
Verse 39.
说你们说长了地的出产，就从7月15日起，要所 主的节期七日，第一日为圣安息日，第八日也是圣安息日。所以这个祝棚节又叫做收藏节。
And so the Feast of the Tabernacles is also called the Feast of the
收藏，就把五谷收了以后把它藏起来了。
Also the Feast of the Harvest, when you take the harvest and you store it up.
好，所以我们看到说正月十六号、啊、叫做初十节嘛。
And so we know that on、there's the Feast of the First Fruits.
那个时候开始收割大麦啊。
Because that is when you first start to reap the barley.
啊，到五旬节的时候，大麦收完了，就收小麦啦，其他的啊。And
that is on the 16th day of the first month. And then there is the Pentecost when the harvest of the barley is complete and you move on to the smaller
wheat. 啊, 所有的收藏啊, 啊, 都, 那个收割的工作啊, 都完成了, 半年的收割啊。
And so on the 15th day of the seventh month, this is 6 months later, every single kind of harvest is finished.
啊, 所以秋天就开始了。
And so that begins autumn.
一方面要撒新的种子。
And so you also need to sow new seeds.
啊，一方面呢，准备过冬。
But you also need to prepare for the winter.
啊，所以他们已经准备了很多很多的食物啊，所以积了半年的食物啊，下半年呢、啊，他们就有这些食物可以吃了。
And so they've used the 6 previous months to prepare all this food so that they can have food for the next 6 months.
啊，所以在祝棚节的时候啊，就一方面呢、啊，感念神啊，在这一年里面给我们这么多啊丰收啊。
And so on the Feast of the Tabernacles, they praise and thank God for having such a great harvest that year.
所以他们可以在那边七天啊，欢喜快乐。
And so for 7 days, they can just be happy and joyful there.
那在这个祝棚节的第一天呢、啊、
On the first day of the Feast of the Tabernacles,
四十节
verse 40,
23章40节
chapter 23, verse 40.
第一天要拿美好树上的果子、棕树上的枝子、茂密树的枝条、禾旁的柳枝。啊、在主你们神的面前、啊、欢乐七日，所以他们要搭一个棚啊，啊有棕树枝的，有那个美好的枝子了哈，美好的树上的果子，还有很多的枝条。
And so that day they need to make a tent, and it needs to be taken from the fruit of beautiful trees, branches.
搭帐篷啊，一方面啊，一直的欢喜快乐。
And so as they put up this tent, they are also rejoicing before the Lord.
啊，所以他们把那个美好的果子啊，啊，把它献给神来荣耀神。
And so they have taken the beautiful fruits and they have offered it to God.
感谢神啊，赐给他们的美好的成果。
And to thank God for the beautiful fruits that they have reaped.
那、啊、再来一个是棕树，棕树是代表得胜的。
And then also the branches of the palm trees, and this means victory.
啊，对，对我们今天来讲，就是要得胜世界啦，得胜罪恶啦。
And so today, this means to us that we need to be victorious over the world and over sin.
得胜仇敌撒旦呢、啊、
？And victorious over our enemy Satan.
啊，欢呼啊，能够得胜啊，得享永远福气。
And so we are joyful because we have overcome all of these sins and we shall receive blessings.
啊、另外有一种茂密树的枝条，那个树木、啊、长得很茂盛。
And also the boughs of leafy trees. So these are very leafy trees.
就是说它的生命力很丰盛。
And so it means that their vitality is very great.
啊、另外有那个河旁的柳枝。
And also the willows of the brook.
啊、这是仰望神的荣美啊，思念啊，希望能够常常跟神在一起啊。
And this is looking upon the glory of God and wishing to be with God always.
啊、思念说、啊、将来能够回到天家。跟主永远同在。
And to always think that one day we will return back to the heavenly kingdom to be with our Lord once again.
所以他们要用这些枝条啊，一方面搭棚，一方面呢在那边欢喜快乐。
And so they use all of these different things to build their tent as well as give thanks to God.
所以要世世代代作为永远的定力了、啊、
And it says that this shall be the statute for your generations forever.
啊，这个表示说啊，呢收割完成了啊，所以可以筑棚了。
And so this means that after you have the harvest, you can build up a tent now.
我们看这个四十三节。
Verse 43.
四十三节。好叫你们世世代代知道，我领以色列人出埃及地的时候，曾使他们住在帐篷里，我是主你们的神。好，那祝棚节啊，就是要让他们常常去想念，哇，你们以前曾经。在旷野啊，在住过帐篷，在埃及啊，为奴过。
And the Feast of the Tabernacles is so that they can remember the times that they spent in the wilderness in a tent or the times that they spent in Egypt as a slave.
啊, 神把你们带到迦南地, 让你们在这里安居啊。
But now God has brought you into the land of Canaan so that you can have a peaceful place.
所以要纪念过去啊, 曾经住过帐篷啊, 啊, 做客旅的这种生活。
And so you must remember the times when you lived in the tent as a sojourner.
啊, 也是叫我们 信徒要纪念我们在世界上是客旅居居的。
And this also tells us as Christians today, we need to remember that we are sojourners of this world.
我们要盼望天上更美的家乡。
Our hope is in the more beautiful homeland in heaven.
所以圣经里面说我们要纪念像亚伯拉罕。
And so the Bible tells us that we need to remember as Abraham did.
他在迦南地的时候也是一样到处挪移帐篷。
And when he was in the land of Canaan, he still moved from tent to tent.
圣经里面说他们是很有信心的。
And the Bible says that he was of great faith.
因为他们不是盼望地面上的迦南地。
Because their hope was not in the land of Canaan in this world.
因为这个故乡虽然好啊, 但是很多美中不足的地方。
Because although this land was nice, it was still not perfect.
所以他们如果要离开的家乡, 要回到巴比伦地啊, 其实他们有机会回去。
And if they wanted to return to the land of Babylon where they came from, they had the chance.
虽然神应许要迦南地给他们, 但是到他们死了, 还没有得到这一块地。
And so God had promised that they would receive the land of Canaan, but until the time he died, he did not receive it.
但他们是存着信心死的。
But he died with faith.
因为他们所盼望的是一个有根有基的城。
Because what they had hope in was a very sure city.
啊,这个城啊, 不是在地面上, 是在天上的。
But the city was not in this world, the city was in heaven.
所以他们凭着信心已经远远地看见了那个天上更美的家乡。
And so by faith, they could already see the city that is afar off.
所以世界上的家乡虽然美啊, 但是很多美中不足的地方。
And so even though we may have a nice homeland here in earth, it is still not perfect.
但是那个是永远长新啊, 不会朽坏的。
But what is in heaven is something that will never perish.
啊, 不会玷污, 不会衰残的。
And it will never be corrupted or defiled.
啊, 是没有办法比较, 永远快乐的地方。
And it is a place with incomparable joy.
所以那也是我们最大的盼望啊, 盼望天上更美的家乡。
And so that is also our greatest hope, which is a hope of a new heavenly homeland.
所以收割完了, 就准备筑棚。
And so after the harvest is complete, then they need to prepare for this
tabernacle.
And so we need to preach out the gospel and then to reap the harvest that we have.
等到这个世界末日来到的时候, 我们就能够进到神的家里面啊, 跟主, 在主面前啊, 与主同住, 永远欢乐无比。
And so when the last days come, then we can rejoice with our Lord Jesus and to live in the home with him.
啊, 所以, 保罗说啊, 我们 这个身体活着好像住在帐篷里面一样。
So Paul tells us, as we live in this body is like a tent.
有一天啊, 这个帐篷要把它拆毁掉。
But one day, this tent will be destroyed.
啊, 神要是给我们一个永存的房屋。
But God will give us an eternal home.
啊, 那, 这个不是说, 这个实际的意思啊, 这个帐篷不是讲这个世界, 啊, 永存的房屋不是主天国, 哦。
And actually, it's not saying that this tent represents a life in this world and an eternal home is in heaven.
因为那里所主的这个帐篷是主的我们的身体。
When it talks about a tent here, it's talking about our physical body.
因为这个身体啊, 只是我们灵魂啊, 属灵的永恒的生命, 我们的灵魂住在里面。
Because our body is just the shell for or the home for our soul.
啊, 那这个血肉住体啊, 没有办法承受神的国。
And so this fleshly body cannot accept and cannot live in that world of God.
所以这个帐篷啊, 有一天要把它拆毁掉。
And so one day, this tent will be taken away.
有时候有一天啊, 我们人会死掉了。
Meaning one day, we will all die.
啊, 啊, 死掉这个肉体就要归土嘛。
And so once we die, then this body will go back into the dirt.
但是神要是给我们一个永存的住, 就是一个永远长存的灵体。
But God will give us an eternal home, and this eternal home is our spiritual body.
好像耶稣死而复活的身体一样。
It will be like the body of Jesus after he resurrected.
啊, 那个时候我们就, 能够发出荣光啊, 好像天上的星一样。
And then we will be able to show glory just as the stars in the heaven do.
啊, 永远跟神同在, 啊, 好多无比了。
We will be with our Lord Jesus forever, and it will be better than anything else ever.
所以这七个节期啊, 啊, 其实啊, 它属灵的意义啊, 就实现在我们教会当中啊。
And so these seven feasts, their spiritual teachings are all shown in our church.
尤其我们在各样的圣会、灵恩会当中啊, 这就是, 这个节期的实际上的表现。
And just like in any holy convocation, perhaps like our spiritual convocation, this is when we can see the teachings.
逾越节纪念主耶稣的救赎。
And the Passover remembers the redemption of our Lord.
纪念主耶稣替我们死。 所以我们要领受圣餐。
And as we remember the Lord's death, then we have Holy Communion.
除酵节就纪念耶稣为我们死, 那我们就能够跟神的圣性情有份, 能够一生过着圣洁的生活。
And the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, it also reminds us of the redemption of the Lord, and it tells us that we need to lead a life of sanctification.
初十二节啊, 就是得到重生的生命。
And the Feast of the First Fruits tells us that we are reborn.
这一版属灵的果子来荣耀神。
And we need to bear spiritual fruits so that we can glorify God.
五旬节就是得到圣灵的充满。
The day of Pentecost is that we're filled with the Holy Spirit.
满得圣灵的能力。
And that we can be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit.
吹角节就是传扬末世的福音啊。 把神的主民啊, 把他们召集过来。
The Feast of the Trumpets is to preach the gospel to all of the nations so that we can bring the sheep of God back.
赎罪日啊, 就是靠着耶稣的宝血, 让我们身心啊, 完全得到洁净, 那个圣洁完全。
And so the Day of Atonement is that we can receive a purification through the precious blood of Jesus.
朱本姐说我们结束了客旅聚集的人生。
And the Feast of the Tabernacles reminds us that we will end this earthly journey and we will return to our heavenly home.
一起默祷。
Let's pray in silence.